the Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Window Rock, Arizona, Mr. Hatafli will be in the house. The young Diné musician who continues to redefine Native indie rock with his soulful lyrics and unique sound. His latest album, I'll Be Around, weaves stories of life, identity, and community. Get ready for a conversation that blends music, culture, and vision. And of course, we'll share tracks from this powerful new release. So until then, let's get ready and start spending you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
Looking for a new business opportunity? AmSoil is now recruiting new dealers in your area. Join the Two Buffalo team and become part of a trusted leader in synthetic lubrication. Start your own dealership today at TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com. Be your own boss with AmSoil.
Time to get these tables spinning. Let's start it now with music from our guest, Hatafli. Here is Let It Roll. Hatafli could be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. Brand new Let It Roll off his new album, I'll Be Around. All right, here we go. Mike Byrne, First Mother.
Long time ago,
That's music from Samantha Crane. That's Bloomsday. Time to head up to South Dakota. Here's Darren Jeffrey, Desire.
I built a fire and danced a burning.
Mostly on the phone, I'll never cross that line, but a man can dream. I'm on fire and my desire's like gasoline that I sweat when I miss you, when it's burning me down. We can turn this around, but I can't turn away. And burn to the ground, desire won't burn away. 1,000 pictures, a million words to say, and I've been feeling like this ever since I saw you out in LA. That's why I'm feeling California. It's not just the beach and the sun, I'm the one. I'm back in the heartbeat if you need me to come. See, I love her to death, still love you to life. Either way I'ma pay, it's gon' come with a price. And that's such a bitter pill, but still, it's bittersweet. Higher than Josephine, but still within my reach.
You're my I'm still in love with you. And I'm still in love with you. And I'm still in love with you.
Julian Taylor from Toronto. All right, we're going up to Haida Queen. Music now from Carson Gray. This is Each Moment. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Just children of children beneath the shining sun. Skipper rocks on the pond, frozen in thought as a ponder thee. In the middle of the forest, I make my way from bridge to chorus for us. Shut off my Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Become one with the land where I stand. Imagine a world where everyone is free, and a song had a perfect melody.
Je vais
that's brand new from Burnstick, hot off the press. Hey, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come on over and take a look around. We got a lot happening over there. Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery and the same magazine library with all of our past guests in there and all of our past interviews. That's indigenousandmusicandarts.org. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Hatavli, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. Indigenous and Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous and Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous and Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs. We're Indigenous Styling.
Your hand in mine, side by side, strawberries and champagne.
We just keep doing it right.
Come on, come on, wherever you are.
And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Starts at indigenousandmusic.com. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Joining us tonight is Hatavli, a rising voice from the Navajo Nation, whose music fuses indie rock, dream pop, and storytelling rooted in Indigenous experience. His new album, I'll Be Around, is a testament to staying true to oneself while evolving as an artist. We'll talk about where his journey has taken him next. Let's find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Hatavli. How you doing, Hatavli?
Doing fresh.
Doing fresh, yeah. How's the weather over there in your town?
I'm back and forth from Albuquerque and Window Rock a lot, so it's a lot colder in Window Rock, but it's getting it's getting a little chilly, it's getting a little breezy in Albuquerque now.
Yeah. Now, what's the music scene like on the Nation? Is there music festivals going on?
There's a lot of shows happening in Shiprock at this venue called The Mod. I haven't been out there too much, but I've been seeing a lot of people having fun out there, and it looks pretty cool.
Nice. Do you get to perform as well?
I've played there a few times, but it's quite a drive from Albuquerque, so I don't get to go out there as often as I'd like to.
Sure. On your last visit, we were promoting Singing Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
How is that album doing? Still going climbing?
Yeah, that album, man, that was probably around a little over three years ago now, and I've released two albums since then.
Yeah.
But, people still like it a lot, all of the albums are very different from one another, so people listen to that one for very specific reasons.
Yeah.
I agree, because I play it a lot, so it's one of my favorites.
Nice. Thank you, Larry.
I have to get into the new album, start playing it a little more, right? Well, hey, it's your second visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, I'll Be Around. So go ahead and hit the stage.
Sure. My full name is Hatrat Linez Wheeler, and I was born in Phoenix, but I grew up in Window Rock, which is on the Navajo Reservation. And I've always been making music ever since I was in about, you know, early high school. And I'm 22 years old now. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it for around 7 years, maybe. So it's been really interesting to see, you know, to self-reflect and sure. to see the ways in which I've changed musically.
Yeah. As you said, the albums keep changing, so you're music styles change and everything's changing, which is good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations on your new album, I'll Be Around. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you tell us the story behind the title and what it means to you?
I would say the majority of the music I've ever made was always sort of centered around heartbreak and, you know, like the feelings a young man goes through in adolescence. But this latest album, I think, is sort of the epitome of that. It's like this is the first album I've made that's kind of, you know, dedicated to that. Whereas in previous albums, it's just kind of it's spotted mm-hmm. here and there. But this album is sort of revolves around, I don't know, love, I guess.
Right.
You know, as corny as that sounds, I think it's very true.
Sure. Now, your music blends indie rock with elements of Dene storytelling. How do you balance traditional influences and contemporary songs?
I didn't really do that much in this past album. This past album was more, I made it for me in a sense. Uh-huh. And but I do think it still comes through, you know, the elements of country music that I grew up with that are very popular here on the reservation, I think, you know, bleeds into this past album sound wise but lyrically, I think it's a very different album. It's different from anything else I've ever made.
I was going to ask you that too. You're kind of leading into country. When's the next country yeah. album coming out?
Well, you know, I got a last Christmas for a gift. I got a lap steel guitar.
Oh wow!
And
how
so,
cool.
Ever since last Christmas, I've been teaching myself how to play, you know, sort of pedal steel style, like riffs and whatnot. And so that made its way into this past album, and it was a lot of fun, you know, just recording it. I mean, the sound quality of the album isn't as good as the other ones because mm-hmm. I recorded it in a shed, essentially. And I just recorded it on my own. And the past album or two were recorded in professional studios, whereas this past album was just kind of all me.
Sure. Well, you should.
I liked it that way. You know, I wanted to sort of break away from what I had been doing. And so, it was a good, it was a very fresh sounding album to me.
A new creative process.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. Now, looking ahead, what's next for you? Touring, collaborations, new projects on the horizon? What's going on?
Yeah, I guess. So I'm working on a new project now. I was telling people it's going to be an EP, which it still might be, but I want to make enough songs for an album, and I want to go back to the sort of the grand sounding sound of Singing Into Darkness or Waiting for a Sign, but sort of like kick it up a notch and, you know, make it real theatrical. And I want to make a big sounding album, right. And I want it to tell a story, and I want to write about things I've never written about before, and I want to address certain feelings that I know people harbor, which I've never written about before. And so that's what I'm currently working on, and I'm very excited to have people listen to what I've got going on. So for the next few months, I'm just kind of focusing on recording
Okay.
music.
Well, we'll be waiting. We'll be waiting.
That's right.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I would say I'm on Instagram for the most part. So if you're on Instagram, then you can, reach out to me there. Or I think I have my email in my Instagram as well. Yeah.
All right.
Other than that, I don't know how you can reach out to me besides Instagram. That's probably not a good thing. So.
What's the best way? Find me on
Yeah.
Instagram. Google me. There you
Yeah,
go.
I'm not on Facebook anymore as much.
Sure,
So I don't
sure.
know.
All right. Well, today we're speaking with Atafali from the Navajo Nation. His new album is out, I'll Be Around. Read all about him at our page at indigenousandmusic.com. Atafali, you got a website too?
No, I don't.
Not yet.
I've been painting a lot this past summer, and I think I'm gonna make a website for that, but I don't have a website for my music stuff.
All right, so it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
All right. It's been a pleasure to get you back on the show and giving us an update on your new album. Stay in touch with us.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you a track from his new album. Here is Little Brother.
Little brother, run. Little brother, walk, run. Little brother, hang on tight.
That was Little Brother by Atafli off his new album, I'll Be Around. In case you're just tuning in, Atafli was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Somebody somebody, how am I gonna love again? How am I supposed to give my heart to a devil masked with innocence? You took the very thing that made me someone of the productive men. Yes, and now I'm just a function of my circumstance. Yeah. A function of my circumstance. A function of my circumstance. A function of my circumstance. Cover it up, cover it up, cover it up.
Oh, yeah. Nathan Cunningham, Function of Circumstance, brand new off his Did It Anyway album. All right, here we go. Logan Stats, Dead Man. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Dig up my bones, carry my body home, and I'll buy back my soul with the gold that I'm owed. 'Cause I'd be the dead man just walking away,
just walking away.
'Cause I'd be the dead man just walking away,
just walking away.
And give me back my love, and I think
was music from Logan Stats, Dead Man, all the way up from North, Six Nations of the Grand River Territory. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for today's show comes from twobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Hello, ladies. Rev up your engines, machines, and gear. They all run better with AmSoil. Known as the original in synthetic motor oil, AmSoil now brings that same advanced protection to your recreational vehicles, marine engines, and even firearms. Wherever performance matters, AmSoil has you covered. Find your product at tobuffalo.mayamsoil.com. That's tobuffalo.mayamsoil.com.
We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are Indigenous in Music.
Time to head over to Fort Collins, Colorado. Here's Carrie Morgan. We used to be.
Well, I never saw this place as a memory before, not before today. Some places that just feel empty, my big sky just turned gray. The road keeps calling us someplace else. There must be someplace we gotta be. I don't know where you are. Hope you're thinking about me. Well, remain in a positive way, remembering how we used to be. This town lost its soul 20 years ago. What for can I say? I feel the force around me. I feel the pressure. Nothing around here seems to play. The tide is an endless eddy. I feel I'm losing my will to fight. What I have, nobody envies. It's really just a pitiful sight. We'll remain in a positive way, remembering how we used to be. Remembering how
Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. And our guest, Hatafli. If you missed part of today's show, you can find us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. Stop on over, that's where we hang 24/7, 365.
indigenousandmusic.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.